Hey, Lynn Towing.
Hi, Nadia. This is Shalette calling back.
Hi. Yeah, I was checking with my partner, and I wanted to see, are the calls on the Google Ads still coming through the tracker or not anymore?
Okay. I'm going to double check it, but I believe that they are. So,
okay.
I'm just going to double check everything. Yes. Okay. Took a minute, but just looking over everything. Yes, they're still going to your call tracking. And
okay. So I don't know if we got too many of the last 7 days. Let me check.
Okay, I'm going in there as well.
It looks like Friday. I got 2, 3, 4. Was somewhere in the middle of the night, so that one probably wasn't. Yes, it looks like starting Monday would have been. Well, some came in, yeah, Sunday. What's Monday's? Monday.
Monday was the 7th, so.
I don't see. I didn't see any track on 7. On the 7th. So I get the text notification. But it looks like on the weekend, some came through, I guess, on the map ad.
Yeah, it looks like it. So on the 8th and the 9th, 1, 1, 2, and 1. That's not big numbers. That's not very much. I'd agree.
Yeah, so my partner's, I don't know if we need to maybe possibly, I know, like I said, last year when we had the second map ad, that one gave us more calls. So I'm wondering if we need to turn that one back on and see. Yeah, because he does want to see more calls before we keep putting 200 a week. So I don't know what we need to shift on it, if anything needs to be changed or what we
okay.
can change.
Well, ads, the budget for ads, it has not to do with the map ads. Okay, so you still have two locations with us for your, you know, local listings. Okay, your Google, but your Google Ads campaign, we were running just one right now. And we did it this past time, I think, without call ads, and your cost per click came down. So the other option was if you're running both again. So I'm not sure of your question to do with map and correlation with ads and clicks.
Yeah, well, the click ads, I do want to see a better turnaround as far as calls, you know, because if
okay.
we're putting 200 a week, we do have to make that back.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what else we can change on it, too, or if your back office can
well,
double-check on the ads and see.
We've changed back and forth and tried different things. We tried call only ads. We tried one campaign and then the other campaign. The call only ads increased your cost per click. Your budget wasn't going as far, and we, it looks like we paused the call ads. Your budget came back down, but you still didn't have any calls enough to matter here. Let me just read some notes, okay?
Okay,
so this last time when we spoke on the 7th, you opted for, we raised the daily budget to 35, and we paused the call ad. You had one call ad still working, and we paused it because we had a combination of the two together. And then we paused that call ad. So this week seems to be worse than the week before for you as far as response, from what I'm hearing. And so changes that could be made that you considered. One is putting callback ad on or before you are running both your campaigns at a lower cost rather than the one. I don't see why that makes a difference, you know, but I don't know. I've tried to make the changes for everything you want to try. I don't really know the answer next of what you would want to do here.
Yeah, I don't really know either. I don't know if, I mean, I don't know what y'all would suggest to get us more calls in.
Well, let's just double check how the week before. The week before would have been, let me see what dates, okay? The 28th through the 4th. I don't know if we had it off for a little bit of time during that or not. Sometimes we do, but let me just see if I can look at it that way and see if things went down from this week when we paused that call ad, okay?
Okay. Give me 1 second, we're going to get another line.
Sure.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. Well, in regards to the Google ads, I looked the week before where we, the reason that we tried, you didn't have a lot of calls coming through the call tracking number the week before either. I don't even know if you had some days off there, But I think you did evaluate, you know, that you felt like you had enough to do it again. However, we made a change, so you weren't completely happy with it. Bottom line is, I don't know, you suggested you were thinking about turning both of them back on again. And, you know, the ads, see by the numbers, you know, I see the clicks. What we see by the numbers is when the ads are running, you know, if you're getting clicks every day, and yet you're not getting the calls to make it work. And so, you know, if you continue, then that, the only suggestion I have is consider, because the ads are fine. It's for all the right things. You get clicks on it. I don't know why you're not getting the calls. And yet, you know, you've considered putting both back on. That's an option. You're doing 35 a day on one this past week is where you were. You could be back at 15 or 20 a day on two, or 15 a day or 17 a day on two. Or you may just want to not do ads for a bit if they're just not working.
Okay. Let's see. So the one that's running right now, I'm thinking if you can turn back on the call ads with it again.
Okay.
And then I'm thinking turn on both and do, I guess, what would it come out to, like 17 each? If I split the budget of 35?
Yeah, we can do that. Let's make it 17 each.
Okay, and then hopefully that'll get us a little bit of calls this week.
Okay, and you'll just have to...
One I was thinking that we also paused last year was the actual box ad, which is not part of the Google ads, but we had like the map ad that was running as well, and I turned that one off. So I'm wondering if that would get us more calls too.
Okay, so you don't mean ad when you say box ad. I can only guess if you're talking about your Google business listing.
The location map.
Okay.
So we had two of those running last year, and now we turned one off.
No, there's two running at $158 a month. There was a time, because you're paying $158, and let me just look at this, okay?
Okay.
I know it goes way back to a lot of changes. There was a time when I'm sure you were doing one, but okay, it's $258. One moment. I'm going to see if somebody... Just a moment.
Okay.
You I'm trying to see what I don't get. You are currently being charged $158 a month, and both of your locations are looking published. And so let me just see what it says exactly you're paying for on this, okay?
Okay.
It's breaking them down to $79 each, which, of course, we don't normally have any locations for $79. But bottom line on your case, both locations are supposed to be active here. And now I'm not talking about your ads.
Yeah, the map listing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let me look a little more. Okay. There was a point. No. I got it. I know now why they both look active. Okay. Finally found it in the notes. They're both active because one of them we're doing hosting only on. Okay.
The website.
Right. Okay. And so on the surface, both accounts are active, but one is active for the hosting only. And one is active for the full service. Now, now that makes sense. But I did tell you, and now our system in billing won't break it down that way. So it's like if you have two locations, then, you know, if there's two locations, it just takes it and divides it by two. That's how it came out to 79. So literally, you're paying $129 for Jan Antonium Recovery, and you're paying $29 for just hosting the website on Jan Antonium.
Okay.
And so I almost couldn't find where that was, and I knew it sounded right, but when I looked in billing, it doesn't reflect that because of what I just told you.
Yeah. So I may consider, I guess I'll wait a little bit longer, but I may consider turning that map ad back on that was out here in the second website that you're running.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, I guess turn on both of the Google ads again.
For
and the call ads with it.
And the call ads with them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And keep in mind, you're going to monitor all your calls because the other one that we're turning on doesn't have a call tracking number on it. Okay?
Yeah, the second one doesn't. Okay.
Okay.
And then, so for now, let me go ahead and add, you said we went through the budget for today already?
Yes.
Okay, let me go with 150 to get them back on, and then I'll call you in a couple of days to add more to it.
Okay. All right. Give me just a moment to update this. I'm moving that note for what we just talked about how your accounts work. Moving it up higher so people will, like myself, will see it easier. But it gets pushed down every time.
Yeah, because I'm thinking
pushed down every time we talk.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking if we add the map ad, it'll help us with the location to get more calls. So that it's work is starting to pick up. It's just we need them to come through as a cause.
Right. And you need to know, I mean, obviously you do know where they're coming from and what's working, what's not working. And
yeah.
Okay. So we're going to do 150 today at 17 each and turn them both on.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm happy with that.
And then the call, I think the call only adds if you can get those back on too.
They'll come on too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. And I'll check back with you in a couple of days to see if we're going to turn on the map. Does it have to be done the same day? Because I think my billing's like the 17th. Is it best to do the map ad at the same time?
It would be, it'd be best. We'd be adding $100. Basically adding $100 because you two were $129 each, but you were only paying $29 for hosting. So we would get rid of the hosting and it becomes $129 each again. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so my billing, I think, is on the 17th, so this week on Thursday. So is it best if I'm going to add it to do it at that time? Or that doesn't matter?
You can do it at any time. You can do it at any time, but then we'll just have to coordinate it to your future billings, you know?
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Then let me talk to my partner and update him, and then I'll call you back with adding that and adding more budget.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you then.
Okay.
I'll have a moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.